halfway through the 10 o'clock hour, and I say this often, that you hear new music here first before you hear it anywhere else in the world. And we were all over this band first. There's no other way to put it. Me and Adam. And we have Adam from Me and Adam. And if the warm-up is any indication, you are going to dig this next live set. So here to play a couple of songs, a few songs, in fact, in the live room, and then sit down for a conversation with us. Please welcome Adam from Me and Adam. This one is called Lonely Always California.
Now they know from La Siena, girl. Can't remember the last time I gave enough. I don't know how people live this way. Wasting away in a dream called LA. I was from the ocean, but I've never been. Playing beachside bonfires with old friends. Always gets backburned by the plans. I'm getting pretty good at staying in on the weekends. I said, hey, can I spoil your day? All the girls in the world could have made me stay. But that's just living in LA. It's lonely always. It's lonely always. It's lonely always. The friends I had live hours away. See him on the weekend, but had nothing to say. Now they're all dating or getting engaged. It's fine by me, I like staying in anyway. Leaving the house means tipping valet. Circling the block till I find a place. Waiting for a drink just to overpay. Some bandwagon Rams fans up in my face. I said, hey, man, can I spoil your day? All the girls in the world could have made me stay. Just living in LA. That's just living in LA. I said, hey, man, can I spoil your day? All the girls in the world could have made me stay. But that's just living in LA. It's lonely always. It's lonely always. It's lonely. While they're drinking all day, I tried to warn ya. This is lonely always, California. Hey, man, can I spoil your day? All the girls in the world couldn't make me stay. But that's just living in LA. That's just living in LA. I said, hey, man, can I spoil your day? All the girls in the world couldn't make me stay. But that's just living in LA. It's lonely always. It's lonely always. It's lonely always. It's lonely always.
Thank you, Ed. Hey, man, this is my first time on the radio, and I've always been told I have the face for radio, so I'm glad to bust this out with my buddy Ed out here in Laguna. Southern California, listen, this next song, I'll tell you a little bit more about it in a minute, but I've lived all over the country. I'm from Austin, Texas, but I lived in New Orleans, Louisiana, and I lived in New York, and I lived out here in L.A. for a little while, or not here, but you know, a couple hours north. And now I finally made it back home to Texas. So this next song is a little bit about that journey. Let me just get in tune for you guys. Yeah, so this is kind of the Me and Adam 101 here. The song's called The More I Grow Up.
'09, I was 17. Bright-eyed and a Southern Belle. I spent a couple good years in ecstasy. But good things always fall apart, and hurting more the harder you try hard. I know I've done it all before. It seems like the more she knew me, the less she'd hang around. It seems like the more I grow up, the more I get let down. I ditched the hurting and I headed north to the city for a fresh new start. It was hard, but the chaos made me feel something. And winter came and it was cold as hell, huddled around the oven warming ourselves. And spring came and the money dried up with our dreams. 'Cause good things always fall apart, and hurting more the harder you try hard. I know I've done it all before. It seems like the more I stand up, the more I get knocked down. It seems like the more I grow up, the more I get let down. The hurting and I headed south in search of comfort in my old hometown. Call it copping out, I needed calming down. Place of my youth just wasn't the same, and girls I knew had new last names. Sometimes the only thing that stays the same is change. 'Cause good things always fall apart, and hurting more the harder you try hard. I know I've done it all before. It seems like the more y'all know me, the less you hang around. It seems like the more I grow up, the more I get let down. It seems like the more I grow up, the more I get let down.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Ed, you're too kind to me, man. All right, listen, I'm going to have a sip of water, and I'm going to play, you know, not all of my songs are sad. We're going to end on a good note here. This song is called Living the Dream. You know, sometimes life's not always, you know, maybe perfect or the way we all planned it to be, but sometimes you got to be like, dang, I'm really out here just living, you know, and even if it's not perfect, you know, you got some good friends around, maybe a cold beverage when you get off work. There's little things we can lean on to get us through it all. So I want to thank you guys for having me out today. Again, my name is Adam from Me and Adam, all the way from Austin, Texas. A lot of Californians there now, so maybe I know your friends or your neighbors. But now I'm here, so the tables have turned, my friends. This song is called Living the Dream. One, two, three. I've been to jail a few times, but only one night stints. I got me a girlfriend, and she pays my rent. My check clears on Fridays, and that's real nice. Money's gone by Sunday, but that's all right. I've wasted most of my life
doing stuff that I don't like. This feeling's nothing new to me. I'm living the dream, living in limbo my whole life. Wasting time with the wasted nights. I'm not fine, but it's alright. I'm living the dream, working hard for what I like. Tossing, turning bed all night. I can't sleep, but it's alright. I got smokes at my place, and you got beers. So let's stumble sideways out of here. We're past the city where the lights don't shine, and the stars in heaven are in your eyes. I've wasted most my life doing stuff that I don't like. This feeling's nothing new to me. Hey, I'm living the dream, living in limbo my whole life. Wasting time with the wasted nights. I'm not fine, but it's alright. I'm living the dream, working hard for what I like. Tossing, turning bed all night. I can't sleep, but it's alright. I'm living the dream, living in limbo my whole life. Just another day in paradise. I'm not fine, but it's alright. Laguna. We're living the dream, living in limbo my whole life. Wasting time with the wasted nights. I'm not fine, but it's alright. I'm living the dream, working hard for what I like. Tossing, turning bed all night. I can't sleep, but it's alright. Hey. I'm living the dream. I'm living the dream. I'm living the dream. I'm living the dream, yeah. I'm living the dream. Living in limbo my whole life. Wasting time with wasted nights. I'm not fine, but it's alright. I'm living the dream. Thank y'all so much.
That's Adam from Me and Adam, and a great three-song set, man. We were delighted. I knew it would be great coming in, and then the warm-up was fantastic. You just knew it was a good payoff. On the other side of this, we'll be talking to Adam here in studio. That's NHC, 10:49 the time, 11 minutes before 11 o'clock. And speaking of NHC, you know that Taylor Hawkins lives in town. He's at Gelson's the other day. I'm standing behind him in line at Gelson's, for God's sakes. I was trying to get some coffee creamer, and there's Taylor. I'm like, dude, man, come on, man. You get you guys on the show sometime. So, he does listen to the show, by the way. Yeah, he does.
I get the Taylor Hawkins all. People tell me I look like Taylor Hawkins.
And that's what I was leading into. I'm like, I could have been standing at the store behind you for a while. You got that look, man.
Yes.
So, welcome in from, first of all, Adam, outstanding music that you played in there.
Oh,
great live set.
Thank you.
And the band, me and Adam, you came in by yourself. You have someone else.
There is a me, yes. And it's funny. Usually he doesn't allow me to do this by myself. He just happens to not be in California right now.
Right.
But he is the brains of the operation.
Okay.
So he produces. We usually take songs like what I just played.
Right.
If you listen to us on Spotify or on YouTube or wherever,
right,
the songs are going to sound a little different because they're fully produced. So there's like drums and all sorts of other instruments stuff. And the me does all those things.
Right.
So I bring in like an acoustic song and he turns it into something that people actually would like to listen to.
Kind of like a Pinky and the Brain thing.
Totally, yes.
So, I was curious about that because I love the songs. When I went to Spotify and I checked you out and I thought, well, you know what? The stuff we're playing, I already love. So let me hear some more stuff. And then when you came in on your own, I thought, well, this is going to be, and it is different, but it is really tasty, man. What a great, great solo set.
Well, thank you. You know, it's interesting. There's always been a fond place in my heart for KXFM because you're actually the first radio station to ever play me and Adam like 3 or 4 years ago when we were first getting started.
Right.
And I've just, I didn't have the me with me, but we had to make an exception. I had to get over here and play for you guys because it's just, you know.
Right.
It's special, man.
So when the name of the band comes along, when you guys get together and you start doing music, I'm sure there was no band name. How did me and Adam happen?
Oh, it's kind of good. So I think...
It's kind of good?
Well, Vince is the me. We were living in New Orleans in this like moldy shed. I mean, everything in New Orleans is a little moldy.
Right.
We're living in this shed, and I think we were maybe drinking a little bit too much Tito's vodka at the time.
Right.
whatever it was. But we started just kind of making music together. We were in other people's bands and blah, 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 blah. We ended up with a song. We put it on like SoundCloud or something, and it ended up doing really well kind of overnight. The song was called Foolish Lover.
Okay.
And everyone was like, well, what the hell's the name of the band? And he was like, I don't know. It's just me and Adam. Like, we don't really have a name for it.
Yeah, there
and
you
so,
go.
And so kind of as a joke, we called it Me and Adam. I mean, to this day, to be honest, if I could go back in time and maybe change the name, might do that. People are like, "What? How do I spell this? Why is there no A in the ND? Like, what's going on here?
Right. We're the Commanders, the new Washington football team.
But yeah, some people are like, oh, I love it. I love, you know, because it's kind of like quirky or whatever.
It is. I love the quirkiness to it. I like quirky things, and I think that that's pretty tight, man. And it actually, you know, it flows.
It's fun. I mean, we like to have a lot of fun.
Right.
But we also like to write sometimes about more serious stuff. And so sometimes it's kind of like, are these guys kidding? Or is it like, what's going on? But anyway, me and Adam, Vince and Adam is the name of the band. And we're called Me and Adam because that's the best we could come up with when our first song came out and people started liking it. So that's how it went.
You mentioned something before you played the third. And I do want to go over the three songs you played. But before you played Living in the Dream, you mentioned, hey, not all my songs are sad. And then you went into a more fun Living the Dream thing. When you write a song, do you feel more comfortable writing something sad and dark, or do you feel more comfortable writing that lighter tune?
Well, you know, I think it's a lot easier. I guess people will say different things inspire art, right? Right. I've always just felt like when I'm writing a sad song, you might say, that's just like coming straight out of me. Writing a happy song, I mean, trying to describe songwriting stuff, but writing a happy song is actually way harder than writing a sad song.
Okay.
And I think most people would agree, because it's like, to write a happy song, it's like so hard to not be, you know, cheesy or something, right? Sad song, everybody could go mopey, whatever. Because it's like, that's easy, really.
Everybody's been ripped apart and hurt in some way, and you can
writing
always...
Writing a great happy song is like impossible, because it's so easy to cross the line and make just like the worst. Right. So, you know, even like Living the Dream, it feels good. There's a tinge to like, maybe this is not actually so good. You know what I mean?
Right. So the way to avoid that, I think, is, okay, so you're happy, you write the happy song, you go happy and maybe even a little cheesy throughout the song.
Yes.
And then you have to end it like really dark.
Right. You're like, oh, but don't worry guys. I'm still curled up in the shower crying at 3 a.m.
Yeah. Okay. So the very first song you did, Lonely Always California.
Yes.
Tell us the genesis of that. What went into that song?
Okay, well, everyone here listening probably lives in California, unless you're tuning in from across the nation.
Actually, you are. You got a tight national audience happening right now.
Well, that is amazing. Hello, everybody. So I am from Austin, Texas.
Right. We have listeners in Austin.
Right. I know we do. Yes, we do. And I'm here, and I'm listening, and I'm from Austin. So look at that. So Lonely Always California. I'm born in Austin, but I went to New Orleans, and I lived in New York, and I ended up moving to LA, and I was here for about a year or two. And I, you know, if you think about, it's kind of the feeling, I'd say it's like the subway kind of feeling. You're on the subway in New York. Los Angeles is similar to this in the same way, where it's like you're surrounded by people. There's people all over you. There's people all over you on the streets. You're always crowded, but somehow you still feel this like disconnection from this, you know, this group of people that are all living together. You can still feel lonely, which is crazy to be surrounded by so many people, but still feel so isolated. So I was living in LA and I just, you know, I was like Los Angeles, LA, lonely always. Right. It kind of came to me and I was like, what if there's like this city, you know, Lonely Always California is a place that we kind of all can live, no matter if we're in California or not.
Right.
I think we've all been to Lonely Always California before. And I also wanted to throw in a couple quips at California just because as a Texan, I had to throw in a couple jokes here and there. If there's a lyric in the bridge, it's like headlights and fast cars roaring up PCH. Old guys with money dating girls half their age. Pray for the Kappas, that's at USC, who are drinking all day. I tried to warn you, this is Lonely Always California.
Yeah, you nailed it. That's a nail it line right there, man. It really is. Staying on that song for just a second, and I don't want to embarrass you here, but you're a couple of minutes into the song, and I'm thinking, all right, he's singing. This guy's got a cool voice. He's singing. But then I hear pipes. I hear you've got some pipes there, and you rolled it toward the end there. Is that something you always had? Is that something you developed? When do you get brave enough to sing?
Oh man.
You know, I understand playing an instrument, but when do you get brave enough to actually sing?
You know, I never thought of myself as a singer. I still really don't, because there's so many talented singers who would be like, that guy cannot sing, you know, cause it's really like, I'm kind of just singing from my heart, right. not so much the technical right. side. But I will tell you a quick little story. I did not sing. I became a better singer in the last 2 or 3 years because right before the pandemic, I developed a vocal cord polyp. Okay. Have you heard of something like that before?
I have. There are singers that have had it. Rod Stewart got treated for it, actually. Yeah.
Right. Me and Rod Stewart. See, just as, we're like two peas in a pod. Yeah,
almost the same. Yeah. Guy. Almost
Adele has also suffered from it, and Miley Cyrus, two other singers who probably look up to me. Right. Anyway, so it's basically what happens is you get like, it's almost like a hernia on your vocal cord.
Right.
So it burst through, and I lost my voice entirely. And you want to avoid surgery on your vocal cords as a singer. So always. I went to a lot of doctors and specialists, and you know, I went months where I couldn't talk. I was on vocal rest. Right. Eventually, unfortunately, I had to have the surgery. But when I was recovering, part of the recovery, just like any injury, you know, there's physical therapy. And through that, I learned all this technical stuff about breathing and singing and how to do it correctly so I don't hurt myself again in the future.
Right.
And I've somehow, through my injury, now become, I wouldn't say better, but...
Right, but allow me, better singer.
I can
right,
sing yeah. a little bit more, which it's been interesting to learn how the voice works. It's like an instrument. It's crazy. People always say, I can't sing or I'm not a singer. You know, you ask me, how did I decide to sing? I gotta be honest, I never thought I was a singer, but honestly, it's like the Ratatouille. It's like anyone can cook, you know? If you just... It's. I know it seems intimidating, but if you're listening, you ever thought about singing before, right. all you got to do is like start singing, like a playlist of all the songs that you love
right.
in the car, just sing it because you'll get the, I mean, it'll happen. I yeah. promise.
This audience knows I'm not good, but I'm loud. So I think that's where I'm rolling there. The second song you did for us was The More I Grow Up. And I it struck me as you're singing that you're able to tell a story really well. And you do that here. You did that in the lobby as you walked in and you told the story of missing the exit. You're able to tell a story really well. As something happens, as you're deciding to write music, are you telling the story to yourself in your head?
I think the key to a good story is knowing the ending, the punchline of the story, yeah. but not saying it too early. You know, you got to get the foreplay in there a little bit. Hey. If you get excited and you tell the best part of the story without the context, you lose the punch. Right, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I guess with that song, like I knew that I wanted to say, seems like the more I grow up, the more I get let down. Right. Which
it's a great line, first of all.
Thank yeah, you. I mean, it's a little line. Dark, but my mom's probably listening. She's like, oh my God.
what did I
but
do?
But I thought, I was like, what does that mean? So I just went through kind of like the story of my life, and the lyrics are very specific, but it's interesting sometimes when things are so specific, yeah, it feels like you can like relate to it. You know, like one of my favorite artists right now is Phoebe Bridgers.
Right.
And she'll be like, I'm sitting in a 1994 Nissan Pathfinder driving to Dodger Stadium. And you're like, wow, I feel that.
yeah.
But just the way she does it, you know, it right. can make you believe like you're there. So like that song is about me going to New Orleans and then like moving to New York and then coming back home to Texas, which is, you know, not something that everyone's done, but I think the concept of like just giving life your best shot and sometimes it doesn't pay back the dividends.
Right.
But knowing that like I can't tell you how to make, I don't have the answers to how life could be better.
Right.
You know, it's a tough thing to do living. But what I can do is offer like a sympathetic ear and a hand, you know, and I think right. we can all agree we've felt this feeling, not that we know how to describe or tell someone how to make their life better, but we can all get along and understand the idea of like, we're all going through this thing. We don't know the answers to
it. Right. We're all kind of on the same ride. We might react to it a little differently, but man, we're all spinning the same direction.
Yes.
Right,
yes. And right. so sometimes life, it's going great. Sometimes it's going terrible. But at the end of the day, like, you know, someone else out there has felt this way too. And right. so if any of you feel alone, I promise you, if it's not me or Ed, it's somebody else,
somebody,
you know, just hang in there, man. It's cheesy, but it's true.
Oh, no, right on. I'm actually writing the line down, man. Just hang in there, man. So what's on the horizon? I see horizon in your eyes. What's on the horizon for you and the band?
I wanted to tell you something, actually. So I have not told any of our fans on social media this, and I think I'm actually not supposed to say this till Monday.
Okay.
Because I said I'm going to tell everybody on Monday, but I'm just going to say it now.
We won't tell anyone.
I'm excited, so I'm going to tell you.
All right.
Our first album was called American Drip Part 1.
Okay.
So we were working on American Drip Part 2. And we wrote a bunch of songs, like 40 or 50 songs. And I didn't feel like there's nine of them that I really loved, but I didn't feel like they fit on the album. They're like a little bit more emo, a little bit more trap, a little more like hip hop, a little bit more like, I was listening to a lot of The Weeknd and stuff like that.
Right, right.
And the label liked it too. And we were like, well, what the hell? Why don't we just release like this music? And I'm like, well, people, it's not American Drip Part 2. They're like, well, let's just do something in between. So surprise everybody. On Monday, I'm going to announce it formally, but this is my pre-announcement.
So sweet.
Me and Adam have a brand new single called Too High coming out February 18th.
Okay.
And then every 2 weeks after that, we're going to have a single. And on April 1st, Vince and I, me and Adam, are dropping a 9-song mixtape. 9 songs you've never heard before are going to come out. And it's going to tide you over till American Drip Part 2 comes out later in the fall at some point. But I really don't think I was supposed to say that, but I said it. So a lot of new music coming for the Me and Adam fans out there.
That's pretty tight. That's pretty tight.
It feels really good to be able to release stuff. It's like, do you ever like have a joke or something you've been working on? It's, and COVID happens, and you're like, who the hell am I going to tell this joke to? You
know exactly.
What I mean? Yes.
Exactly. It's the same thing. So, but I'm excited now. I need to hear, as they come out, I want you to just tap me in.
Oh, I'm going to be sending you an email. I'll send you guys emails all the time.
All right. So the first one's out February 18th. Then every couple of weeks after that.
Yes.
Until April 1st, right, when you release that giant nine song amazing.
It's going to be great. It's called, I think I can say the name. It's called Deadbeat Mixtape. Right. So it's all about just being a total piece of, if you can fill in the blank. I'm doing really great at not cursing on the air right
You're
now.
You're doing fantastically,
you should
by
hear
the way.
Me, man. I'm like a, like, she'll, like, well, you can't bring me around.
We had a great conversation in the lobby, and it included a couple of expletives. I'm kind of, you know.
Yeah, we worked it all out.
Yeah, it's part of the lingo.
Also, Ed was like, you know, I'm going to have to kill you if you cuss.
It's part of the lingo in the deal. You're doing all right, man. I did want to ask you the New Orleans, Texas, California triangle once again. Do we have you for a while here in California?
Well, I was here for last, I really came in to see you, and okay, I came in for a wedding last night.
Right.
I'm not living in California right now. I'm living in Austin, Texas. Right. I'm from Austin, Texas. When I was about 18 years old, I went to Loyola, New Orleans.
Okay.
I met one of my best friends in the world at school in New Orleans. His name is Jake Johnson, and he also just got a place here in Laguna, so we're going out to see him.
Right on.
I'm lacing it all together here, but yeah, so moved to Austin and New Orleans, and then kind of had some heartbreak and stuff to the point where like everywhere I went in the city in New Orleans just was giving me PTSD, you know?
Right.
So I was like, I got to get the heck out of here. And we drove to New York and we lived there for 2 years. And then I moved over to LA for a year or two. And then finally I was like, okay, all this running around has to slow down a little bit. And I moved back to Austin, which is where I'm from.
Right.
And now we have our studio there and we can spread out a little bit, you know? Right. It's nice.
And plans for coming back?
The what?
You got any plans for coming back?
Oh, to California? Yeah. I mean, whew. Yeah. If you guys listen to my music and stream it enough and share it with enough people and we start making little dollar right. bills, I'll right. come back to California.
Right.
In the meantime, I'm going to enjoy my front yard, backyard, driveway, two-bedroom house for like $1,600 in Texas.
Well, enjoy, man. Enjoy.
Yeah.
it was a thrill having you here, man. I can't tell you how
this
cool
is
it
amazing,
was talking
man.
To you. I like you a lot more than I thought I would.
Oh, geez.
You know, I really, I knew I'd like you, but I like you a lot more than even that, man. So,
hey, you know, it could have gone the other way.
It really could have. It could have gone dark really fast. We'd be writing a dark song about it here, man.
I want to thank KXFM and you for having me again. Like I said, I don't know if you just tuned in. This radio station obviously supports a lot of independent artists and community activities and things like that. You're the first radio station to ever play me and Adam right. 3 or 4 years ago. Justine sent in a song and you guys were playing it before anybody else. And the band has had a lot of success since then, but you were the original supporter. Right. So thank you.
I got to be honest with you. Tyler Russell, the founder of this station, started with the idea that this is where the talent is. And this is where the good music comes from. And this is what should be heard. And we've just stayed with that, man. And thank you again for being part of that.
Thank you guys for doing what you do.
All right. Adam from me and Adam. All right, man. We'll see you again.